This spring, spotted lanternfly eggs were found attached to an art installation headed for California's wine country. California's first known sighting of the invasive species raised a red flag for the state's lucrative wine industry.
The lanternfly is so infamous, it was even parodied on Saturday Night Live.
I'm a spotted lanternfly. I don't care what experts say. I'm gonna eat your craw.
Fish and wildlife officials suspect the lanternfly came to the U.S. a decade ago as ride-alongs on imported goods from Asia. Today, it's been spotted in 18 states, mostly along the East Coast.
Have you seen one? The adults are about an inch long, gray with black spots, and in flight, they reveal dramatic red and black speckled wings.
Yeah, the spotted lanternfly is a drop-dead gorgeous insect.
Known as the bug guy, entomologist Michael Rope has been chasing invasive species for 40 years.
These particular insects are what we call sucking insects. That means they have a hypodermic-like mouth part that they insert into the plant and suck the sap of the plant.
While lanternflies feed on more than 100 different plant species, Rope says they really like grapevines.
They have the potential to cause severe economic damage on many, many different types of crops, and they're spreading very rapidly.
That's a big risk for California's vineyards, which produce 80% of all American wines.
Spotted lanternfly represents a terrifying threat to our wine grape industry.
Randy Heinsohn is the president of Vineyard Professional Services, a vineyard management company in California.
Seeing what it's done to wine grapes and apples and other crops on the East Coast, we recognize that if it were to get established here in California, it would be devastating to our local wine grape growers and to the quality that we've come to expect from our farms.
Heinsohn says the most important thing right now is for Californians to learn how to identify the pest.
We call it the snap it, snag it, and report it method. So if you see a largish black or red bug that eventually develops these beautiful moth-like wings, capture it, net it, or otherwise contain it, take a picture of it, and then report it to the California Department of Food and Ag, or to your local ag commissioner is probably the easiest and fastest way.
And if you want to keep enjoying that good California wine, the USDA also recommends after you do all that, smash it.